Now, at some point, the client will say yes. If they say yes, fine. Have them sign the agreement, and we'll talk about that in just a bit. Have them sign the agreement, fire a reassurance anchor. If you've elicited the reassurance strategy, get referrals. More than likely, you'll get an objection. More than likely, you'll get an objection. Generally, you don't straight off get a no. So we'll talk about how to handle objections. Typically, you want to either handle them and go back to number three, or you want to ignore them and go back to number three. The first time through, I often ignore an objection because usually the objection that comes up first is not the kind of objection which is going to be a real objection. Typically, we'll have to go through it a couple of times to find out what the real objection is. Oh, by the way, let me tell you at this point. You may get this at number three, you may get this at number five, but can you send me a proposal, to me, is the worst thing that could possibly happen. We finally figured out how to deal with can you send me a proposal when we were doing business consulting, and here's how we did it. If we called the person on the phone and they said, can you send me a proposal, we would say, we can't send you a proposal until we do a needs analysis. Can we come and see you so we can do a needs analysis first? If we were in person and they said, this is very interesting, can you send me a proposal? Then we would say no. We actually get paid for a proposal, and we'd be happy to send you a proposal if you'd like to hire us to write a proposal. Meanwhile, let's just make your company profitable. Here's a written agreement if you need to look at something in writing. This says what we will do, and it says what you will do. If this is sufficient for you, let me fill it in now. And then I would fill in their name and address and the amount that we're going to charge them for consulting. And then I would go down the contract and I would say, okay, so here's what we do. We do this. We meet with you once a week for 2 hours. We are going to spend at least 2 hours in preparation time. In those 2 hours of preparation time, we may handle this, 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 or this. And what we were doing in those 2 hours was generally that we would handle their any creation of advertising or any creation of a training that we were going to do if we were doing training for them, any management consulting ideas we'd put together. We would handle whatever preparation time was necessary. And then I say, and this is what you're going to do. You're going to do this, this, and this. And then here's the retainer, and you pay us monthly in advance, and that's it. And so we would generally have them sign that as an agreement, and then we'd get on with it. I've had several people ask me for a written proposal, go through the written agreement that we had, and we would end up with, quite frankly, we'd end up totally with the person totally agreeing, becoming a client, and never asking us for a written proposal again. So I think if you ever get a question about a written proposal, I think you ought to ignore it and go right back to number three. Or if you get it at number three, then you may want to handle it as I've mentioned just now. Okay, so back to handling objections. I think sometimes you need to handle the objections, and we'll get to that in just a moment. When you ignore them, you give the client a chance to qualify. And here's how it would work. So you want to become a client. Client says, no, I don't have enough money. You ignore that and you go right back to number three and you say, a moment ago, I thought you said you saw value in this. Well, the client says, well, yes, I did see value in it, but I don't have enough money. So you say, okay, then now you go on and answer the objection. If they say, no, I mean, so you've essentially ignored it, and it'll come up again if it's a real objection. It'll disappear if it's not a real objection. Okay, now there's a number of different ways to ask for the order. Let's talk about that for a moment.